The fifth one is what I would deem is Jordan Dugowie hysteria. He definitely deserves to be up at tribunal, and he'll get the weeks that he deserves. For mine, it's a three. But I think the reaction post this incident has been over the top.
What?
Picked up, running hard. Hewitt, he was bumped hard, and it's going to get a free kick. It's against Dugowie.
One of the favourites for the Brownlow medal, having a great season.
Take a look at the replay. It's now coming up. Yeah, we've just seen it on the big screen, and he's in a bad way.
And there will be a suspension for Jordan Dugowie.
In isolation, you were really keen to jump in there. You're not the only one, mate.
We were going to go to Tim Gossage there.
No, you're not the only one. It's a football action. It was instinctive football action. It's one that's not accepted in the game now. There was no raised elbows. There was no real jumping off the ground.
When you say it's a football action,
yep.
Explain how that's a football action.
You made a comment on Sunday about how you thought that it was a weak. You used the word weak.
That was a weak act.
Yeah, nah, I don't agree with you at all. And there was obviously stuff that you tried to wrap in about his off-field misdemeanors.
Is that not fair?
Is it too much to ask to have one season
where you're blemish-free? Now, that can be off the field, that can be on the field. Like, this is year nine for Jordan Dugowie. And I genuinely think it has been a waste of the talent that he's got, and largely due to his own fault.
Yeah, well, I think you're judging that every player needs to have a certain level of professionalism and an understanding of what it takes to be an AFL footballer. You compared him to Bontempelli, and I think that that's, yeah, if you compare him to some of the players that have at least an equal or in the same class of talent.
Yeah, that was my point, but more so in,
that's
in,
only one
in the
part
line
of performance.
Of the talent. Yeah.
That's only one part of performance. There's different upbringings, there's different ways of seeing the world, there's different motivations that come to play to pull the final package together. But all of that is separate to what happened on the field with Jordy Dugowie. Like that was a knee-jerk, like instant, blink of an eye outcome that I don't think that, you know, Jordan, I don't reckon 5 metres before that he was thinking he's going to iron the kid out. I'm thinking he's going to go in and tackle him. He held on to the ball for a long time. I think that there's been a responsibility for players to look after themselves in the football field that players have been absolved of. The duty of care needs to go to an opposition player. An opposition player needs to take care of your duty of care. The individual needs to look after himself. After he handballed, he was probably half a second from protecting himself. He was in the process of getting his arm up and protecting himself.
You've been incredibly lenient, Bucks.
No. I think he deserves 3 weeks.
Skillful player who can turn on a dime, pick the ball up, snap it over his shoulder, and we go, oh, how good's that? So you're telling me in the moment he's got options. He can tackle. He can corral. The ball was gone. It's a defenseless player who's got rid of the ball, and he jumps off the ground and smashes him with his shoulder in the head.
You tried to use – he's not a defenseless player. He's a footballer.
He's
on
an
18-year-old
kid who's got rid of the footy, and he's
and
not
you reckon
expected
Jordy,
to be
– Do you reckon Jordy had time
no,
to calculate
but not,
that he's an 18-year-old kid?
He's not expecting to be bumped in the head in that moment.
You're on a football field. You should be expecting
contact.
Not in
the head, not with what we know now.
You tried to wrap up the fact that Jordy shouldn't have had that contest against that opposition because they're lowly ranked.
Well, all of that. Yeah, he just didn't
that's
need
not,
to put
that's
himself
not gonna be
at
part
risk.
It's not
like
going to be part of the calculation. And as a coach, I want my players to go out and play on edge all the time. A guy like Jordy Dugowie, who's a physical beast, who plays who does play on the edge and with aggression, I compare the way that you played. Like, what you think is weak would be different to what he thinks is weak.
I know, but in the end, he's going to be missing from the program for 5 weeks, possibly.
How's that as a coach good? And this shows you how marginal this game is. And if you've got players that are missing weeks for simply tackling their opposition, and I've been, yeah, I can't bang on this any
No,
any
I'm
further.
With you on that. And I'm usually lenient. I'm usually on the player's side, but not on this one. This, with everything that we know, this was Tom Stewart-esque. This was jumping off the ground.
No, it wasn't jumping off the ground.
Hitting at a guy in the head. Well, he
no,
did.
No.
Yeah,
I, you, If you, I don't think so. It's careless. It's high. The outcome was severe. He will go to the tribunal. He'll get 3 weeks, and he'll deserve his 3 weeks. I'm not absolving from any of that. Okay. But the hysteria that surrounded, and what if West Coast? What are West Coast tweeting about Geordie to go again? It's none of their business.
They've just had a player that's been cleaned up.
It's none of their business. And Dom Sheed saying, like, I've now just seen the vision. Maybe we should have stood up for him. None of the players stood up because it wasn't seen anything outside of a football act.
All right, hold fire.
Otherwise, these teammates would have got over and remonstrated.
1-300-736-736 is the IMR Insurance open line. We are split here in the studio. It's over to you to have your say. That was the buck stops here for Tyre Power. Get 4 for 3 on Toyo Tyres.
Kane and Bucks. Can't stop
it, not sure about concern, but it is what it is. I'm sure they, you know, having a look at the footage of it, it'll be determined to be whatever it is, and we'll just deal with it. And yeah, you know, again, I hope the young lad's okay. That's where our concern goes to. I hope he's okay, and Geordie's a fair player, and yeah, the rules will be the rules.
All right, we're split in the studio. Buck says it's been hysterical, the reaction to this. I thought it was a weak act. Nick is in Lilydale. What's your thoughts, Nick, and welcome.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good, mate.
That's the way. Now, let's have a look at this scenario of this bumping rubbish, right? Because it is rubbish. It's a skill to learn how to take a bump as well as actually to give a bump. Now, if David DeGoey, or whatever his name is, DeGoey, opened up, right, and allowed the other player to run straight into him, and DeGoey got concussed, which then does he sue the AFL for being concussed because he's actually had to alter what he's learned to play through the years? And you guys being ex-footballers, and a whole lot of you, and all those footy show programs and everything, 2 years ago that was fair, and all of a sudden now you're changing the way the game is played.
It's never fair. Nick, you're not making a whole lot of sense. Apologies. I probably can't let you get away with that. It was never fair 2 years ago. The player with the football doesn't have the responsibility to say what you're saying there. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So we'll move on to Paul, who also wants to have his say. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Buck. Listen, Rick Van Winkle, that football act was acceptable about 30 years ago. The biggest problem with coaches, I think, is that they send their players out to ignore the rules. Football is a game. It is no longer a bull ring.
Agreed,
where big,
Paul.
Heavy physical men attack opponents.
Agreed, Paul. Do you reckon Craig McRae sent Geordie to go out to do that?
No, but you send them out to play on the edge, which means you ignore the rules. If there's a physical contact, you say, make them earn their kick. I used to be a trainer at the VFL.
Yeah.
That's precisely what they say.
No worries, Paul. Jordan DeGoey is a ball player, has been for his entire 150 games, and he just goes at the ball as hard as he can.
Let's go to Darren. What's your thoughts, Daz?
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good.
Firstly, Bucks, just want to say thank you for all your time at Collingwood. Really respectful and loving your time on the radio and TV. Kane, I agree with a lot of things you say, but, mate, calling this a weak act and is just, I can't believe you said it. And second of all, to tie it up with what DeGoey's done off the ground makes no sense. It is totally irrational. You've lost the plot, mate. I'm sorry.
No, I get if it wasn't a weak act, Darren, how would you describe it?
It was a bump. It's not like his king hit him or he's kneed him or he's done anything that is cowardly, or it was a bump. He didn't raise his elbow. It was just a split second decision where, yes, he should have bumped him, he should have tackled him. But it wasn't a weak act. Come on, mate.
Yeah,
it was
it's okay. Darren, you've had your say. I disagree.
I'm with Darren.
And I understand that, and I disagree, and that is fine. Let's move on to Charlie. G'day, Charlie.
G'day, guys. Good to talk to you. I agree with the previous caller and Buck in that it's a split-second decision. It's on the footy field. You can't expect him to be a robot and calculate how old the guy is and what he's doing. Kane, you're just being self-righteous, and I don't think you remember what it was like to play footy.
Well, I've just never had that happen to me. and I've never done that to someone. So, well, I mean, you played with Byron Pickett,
though. So you saw it happen a lot on the field. And I would think
20 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Well, 2003, 2004-ish was when he was winning Norm Smith medals. See, it was a long time ago.
Like the two words, weak act and dog act. A dog act's the other one, and that's coming through the text a little bit. Not about this particular instance, but, well, yes, it is about this instance, about not being it or it is it. So they're the two words that get associated with pretty much with people going out and being absolutely reckless on the football field and doing things that others look at and go, that is just so out of character and it's not in keeping with the game. Now, he will get weeks. He will get weeks because there is a focus on head contact. There is contact with the head. A player got knocked out. That has become a no-no because all of the legislation has been around protecting that. Jordan De Goey is coming flat out from one way. Hewitt is actually trying to accelerate past and through contact coming the other way. We've got to expect, and they're two big boys. And Jordan De Goey is not Shane McAdam, for instance, who I reckon hit the young GWS player as hard as anyone could hit anyone, really. That was as solid a contact. I remember thinking in round one, I thought the bump was out. So the bump is out, and there's any head contact, you're going to cop the wrath of the tribunal, and Geordie will, and he will get what he deserves in this regard, and on this split second decision to try and or to not run past him because he couldn't tackle him anymore because he didn't have the ball.
Bucks with everything
he was
we
running
know,
into, he was running into tackle. There's no doubt
now. The decision to do that in today's game, and you're right, 10 years ago, you know, it's 2 weeks and you move on and we're not calling it a weak act. But with the education, with everything that we know, that is today's version of that raising the elbow from 20 years ago.
Or what about or King hit from behind.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen now.
That's the weak. That's what the words weak and dog deserve to be reserved for that. This is not an act that warrants that description.
Okay. I disagree, but we'll get to Charlie, we'll get to Mitch, we'll get to Tony on the other side of this. We're split in the studio. You can have your say in the IMAR Insurance open line. You know the number. We'll take your calls after the news.
So the Pies' view is that if he is suspended and has a mid-season bye, he can go to Bali, he can go to anywhere he wants. He's a very different player and much more mature than this time 12 months on.
That was the other thing that I couldn't. I nearly fell off my bed in my hotel room when I heard John Ralph say that.
Well, Ralph,
at the halftime game.
He spoke about like the Pies say, and I just said on the Friday, Carlton sources say about Paddy Dow that he's struggling to kick. He's not a great kick. He's not this. He's not that. So Ralphie speaks after having chats with people in club land. Yeah, they might be happy with Geordie and where he is now compared to where he was 12 months ago, 24 months ago. But this is unfortunate for any individual in the public eye. Your worst acts or your worst things, they end up coming back to bite you. So your impression of Geordie De Goey and what he does on the field or what he's contributing to Collingwood is stained in some way by what he has done on
his own. I'm frustrated that
on his own.
Yeah, a player with that amount of talent who is 9 years into his career hasn't become a full-time professional.
But he has.
Okay, so it's taken him a long time to get to that spot, and that's what frustrates me. And I'm not going to apologise for that.
I think that you're not the only one that would be frustrated, like Geordie, when you see a player with that talent, and I've worked with him for a long time. When you see a player with that talent, you're wondering when and if the penny will drop, and he will actually be able to access all of the talent and attributes that he has. Now, that has happened. He played some really impactful footy through 18, 19, into 20. 20, injured for a lot. 18, 19, played some really impactful footy and was big in big games. It wasn't until 21, till he put a season together, and he showed the attributes that he promised for a long time to be able to go in the midfield. So 21, 22, and this year...
So when people are saying you can't tie in the off-field stuff to the on-field stuff, this is my criticism. He finds a way to derail it when it is looking so good for him.
This is unrelated.
I understand that one's off-field, one's on-field, but he consistently finds a way, be that on field or off field, to derail another season. And that's the frustration for me. And just
you're assuming it's going to derail.
Well, it's four to five weeks.
Bailey, halfway through last year, whilst I don't agree with the decision for him to go or the club to allow it, it didn't derail Collingwood's season.
No, but it derailed his.
No, he got back and played really good footy.
Yeah, but it was another wasted season.
But it didn't derail their season.
Well, they didn't win the premiership.
Okay, that's a high bar.
They could have. But just back to if my point on this, the Ralphie thing, and it's not a crack at Ralphie, but if Collingwood are thinking of allowing him to go to Bali in this period as some sort of reward, I think that would be that would be risky. He should be doing what a Dangerfield did last year, a mini preseason, maintaining connection with the group, not having a holiday as what would look to be a reward for that incident. Well, I think that would be a mistake. Would you send him to Bali now?
I think that would not be a wise decision.
Thank you. So eventually we agree on something.
I didn't think it was a wise decision last year.